Area of NYC moves into restrictive orange zone, schools closed, mass gatherings capped to 10. By Hannah Blow on November 26, 2020. A portion of Staten Island is moving into the orange zone, the second most restrictive coronavirus zone, which closes high-risk businesses such as gyms and salons, shuts down in-person learning in schools, and limits mass gatherings to 10 people. According to Spectrum News, the tip of southern Staten Island will move into an orange zone, with a current 7-day average standing at 3.97%. Orange zone restrictions cap both residential and non-residential gatherings to 10 people maximum, whether indoors or outdoors. It also limits houses of worship to 33% of maximum capacity, or 25 people maximum. Orange zone restrictions also require businesses deemed high risk to close. These include gyms, barbershops, hair salons, and other personal care services. Additionally, the restrictions require restaurants to suspend indoor dining and limit outdoor patrons to 4 people per table. Schools are also closed, with remote learning only. Governor Andrew Cuomo, D., who has already prohibited gatherings of over 10 people, warned that such restrictions were forthcoming. Parts of Staten Island will go into an orange zone. Parts of Staten Island will go into red zone at the current rate, he said over the weekend. On Tuesday, Sheriff Joseph Fusito warned that law enforcement will be out in force ahead of the holidays, stopping people at vehicle checkpoints in various areas of the city. He also warned of consequences for those who violate the travel advisory. Sheriff teams will be out in force as the holidays approach. There will be vehicle checkpoints at key bridges and crossings throughout New York City, Fusito said. Violation of a self-quarantine travel regulation may result in deputy sheriffs serving you a mandatory quarantine order issued by the health commissioner, he continued. In cases of violation, deputies could serve you with a civil summons that carries a $1,000 fine, he said, adding that they will be focusing primarily on breaking up large-scale gatherings.